Track 4, Galtina of Wyndham. Now, this month, we have not one, but two contributions from Galtina. She certainly is everybody's favourite, as far as I can tell.
Hello, how are you together? That's the Galtina back again. And before I start my squit, I'd just like to say, in August, I went to the Assembly House for Norwich U3A, and I had a lovely time. And I met a lovely lady, but unfortunately I didn't get her name. But I know you'll be a listening to this. So if you are, girl, you made my day with your kind words. And as I said to you, if I can make a few of you laugh, then I'm happy. Now, I hope you all had a lovely, lovely Christmas. And coming up to Christmas, and I always think of our lovely traditional Christmases we had as youngsters, and the youngsters are nine. I got loads of presents because my sisters were all older than me, and I used to get great old sacks of presents. Now, let me tell you how I knew Father Christmas weren't real. I used to have to go to bed early, and Father used to say, "Get you to sleep, gal. Do if he come in here and your eyes are open, you ain't got to get nothing." So this particular night, I went to bed and I shut my eyes right tight and I could hear the old sack dragging down the hall. I thought, I've got to pretend I'm asleep, because here he come. I shut my eyes right tight and the old sack that come round by the bed, and I doesn't open my eyes, and all of a sudden I heard my father say, "Blast me, bet I now hit my toe on the bed." And that was at that point I thought, that ain't Father Christmas. Anyhow, never mind. What I'm going to tell you today is memories of my winters. The Christmas cards were lanterns seen lighting up the porch. Remind me of my winter nights. I'd go out with my torch. By day, us kids as congregate, homemade sledges we would tow. We'd take turns to have a race and pull each other in the snow. The ice froze on my ringlets, but I was too content to leave. And when my nose dripped with the coldness, I just piped it on my sleeve. Our bobble hats and knitted gloves that Mother made us wear. We must have looked a rummin', but we were hard then, we didn't care. The snow stuck to the wool like a great old garden slug as we rolled it up into a ball to hull at someone's lug. Us mothers stood up to the boys, we'd often have a brawl. The snowballs stung and bruised our legs, but the boys got bruised and all. We'd play out in the snow till our hands were cold and blue, and our feet, they hurt with chilblains as we warmed them up the flue. Our socks would be so wet, we'd dry them on the hearth, and still we'd wait till Friday before we had a long hot bath. Our snowman in the garden, he'd stand there in a pose, with two small taters for his eyes and a carrot for his nose. Oh, the snow and lovely winters, and the trouble I've been in. And if that snow come thick and fast, well, I'd do that all again. Cheerio.
Thank you, Tina. We'll be hearing from you again in a little while.